Next verse, he says that if I do not practice, here he said that what will happen to the people, and then he says what will happen to the entire universe. In verse number 24, chapter 3, verse number 24. Utsi deyurime lokaha. Na kuryam karma chedaham. Sankarasya cha karta syam. Upahanyami maah prajaha. Utsideyu. So utside means ime lokaha. Ime, these, lokaha means these worlds. Loka, when he says loka, there are three lokas. Actually, there are 14 lokas. But you can divide them into three. The earth, this loka, this mrityu loka, this world of death. And then the higher worlds, the heavens, which are seven. And then the lower worlds, which are six. So heaven, earth, and hell. So these 14 worlds, or these three worlds, whatever you want to call it, they will be destroyed. Why? Na kuryam, if karma. Now, if I do not do karma, cheda means if aham, if I do not do my duties, do my work, these 14 worlds will be destroyed totally. They say, how if Krishna doesn't practice his duties, how will the 14 worlds be destroyed? He will explain that. And then he says, Sankara is a very controversial term. Sankara means admixture of castes. So it seems like he's supporting the four castes and that they have to be divided and they should not intermingle, they should not marry. You know how the original teaching, what it was and how this teaching was corrupted. We'll talk about that. So he says, Sankarasya cha karta sam. So I would become the reason for Sankara, for the admixture of castes, and upahanyam imaf prajaha, and then I would destroy this entire praja, this entire universe, all these beings. So why do we say that Krishna is the cause of the support of this universe? So who maintains the universe is Vishnu Bhagavan. So that's why the Lord has three aspects. Brahmaji creates, Vishnu Bhagavan sustains, and Shiva destroys. But Vishnuji is always shown with Lakshmiji, and they think that Lakshmiji is just passively holding the feet of the Lord. But no, they represent the positive and the negative energy. Like the whole universe is what? Atoms. And atoms are protons and electrons. So the positive charge and the negative charge are represented by Vishnu Bhagavan and Lakshmiji. So together, they are the energy, and this whole universe is nothing but energy. Even though this table looks like it is solid, the scientists tell us it is electrons and protons and neutrons moving. So it is atoms, it is energy appearing as a solid substance. So Bhagavan Vishnu and Lakshmiji represent the energy which sustains and maintains this whole universe. And obviously, if the energy is not there, there is not this constant movement, nothing can survive. So that is what this represents. So this whole universe is maintained by Lord Vishnu, who obviously manifested as Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Not only the external universe that we see, but the internal universe of the mind and the intellect, it is also controlled by the Lord. And so whatever I feel or whatever I think is also determined by that one consciousness. So when he says four castes, they are not castes by birth. That was a corruption later on when people said to Brahmanas, son should be Brahman, Kshatriyas, Kshatriya, and then Shudras are to be discriminated. That was all a corruption or misunderstanding. Originally, the four castes were based on your mental abilities, were not based on your birth. If you are an intellectual, if you are intellectually smart, you become a brahmana, you become a teacher. If you are a leader, if you are a leader of men, if you are a warrior, then you become a kshatriya. If you are good with finance, you become a vaishya, businessman. And if you are can work, you become a shudra or a worker. And it was not necessary that a brahmana's son should be brahmana. If he is good with administration, he can become a king. If he is good in business, and there were so many examples of shudras who were born to shudras who became great saints. And then, as I said, there were examples of kshatriyas, like Ramchandraji himself was a kshatriya, and Janak Maharaj, and so many other kings who were realized masters. So the inner controller is what determines the caste. And when he says admixture of castes, what the example they give is like, suppose there is an engineer, and tomorrow he says, I'm going to start running a hospital, and I'm going to go into the OR and do surgery, he will make a mess. Or if there is a doctor and he says, you know, I'm going to open a nuclear power plant and teach people quantum physics. No, that is called admixture of castes, where you are not doing what you were trained to do, what you are sustained to do, what you were taught to do. So when Bhagwan says that if I do not function, then people will not do what they are supposed to do, but they will say, of Bhagwan Krishna worked, I also don't need to work. So people will not work, people will become lazy, and the whole universe will fall apart. Then people ask, you know, why so many details? You know, 700 verses in the Bhagavad Gita, 100,000 verses in Mahabharata, and Puranas, Ved Vyasji has written so many Mahapuranas, and then there is all the 108 Upanishads that we know, but there are so many others, and then there are Brahma Sutras. And why all this detail? Why don't they just tell simple, you are that, and we know it? The reason they don't, because suppose in one sentence or two sentences you are taught this, then what will happen? It will be good for a while, but then you go out and you will promptly forget it. So repeated hammering was required, just as the Grand Canyon. How was it formed? By the river, you know, Colorado River constantly moving till it became a deep canyon. So a groove of right knowledge has to be made in our brain. Right now, our brain only has material knowledge. How to be successful in the world, how to be a good parent, good businessman, good professional. But the groove of how to be a good spiritual seeker has to be made deep. And that's why this knowledge is repeated again and again. And talking about standard, like in the Olympics, now somebody breaks the record. You know, Bannister broke the 4-minute mark, you know, where the mile was run in 4 minutes, and it had never been done. And then after that, it took many years, and now they routinely they run in 3 minutes and something. So the records are meant to be broken. So similarly, once somebody sets a record, then others try to follow it and try to surpass it. So we should set certain goals for our children by our example so that they may follow it. And India is a prime example. When we gained independence, the whole country was united that we have to throw out the British. And then what happened after independence? We did not get good leaders. Leaders did not give us the right goal, where we have to go, what we have to do. They were themselves corrupt. And so for 50 years or more than that after independence, we have just had corrupt leaders, politicians, dishonest people. And that's what has happened to India, unfortunately. And same thing we see anywhere in the world. If the leaders are good, there is somebody like John F. Kennedy who can inspire, then the country does well. And if there are some who don't, then the country goes downhill. So, and why should we work? So they say that we all have vasanas. We are all born with certain tendencies. But when we do the right thing, following the example of all these great teachers and doing karma yoga, which Bhagavan is telling us throughout the third chapter, then slowly I am exhausting my vasanas and making my mind ready for the highest knowledge. And when I work with the right attitude and the right spirit, then I help whole of society. Suppose a person is establishing a very successful business, but he's doing it in the right way and doing it, providing projects that the country needs, providing right kind of jobs, then the whole society benefits. The same way, a person who is spiritually evolved or spiritually realized helps whole of society. So a person who materially progress, somebody like, you know, Steve Jobs or somebody like Bill Gates, when they developed so much of computers, billions of people benefited. Same way somebody like Gurudev or Shankaracharya ji or these great teachers, when they come on earth, they work, thousands of people benefit. So then Arjuna asked that, Bhagwan, you had told me earlier how to work, but I have forgotten. Just as we have also heard in the first few verses, how to work. He says, please remind me again how to work, what is the best way to work. So for our benefit and for Arjuna's benefit, who has forgotten, Bhagwan again reminds us that work we must, but how to work and what is the difference between the ignorant person and the wise person, that is told in the next verse.